It's been 50 years since Jose Feliciano came up with this seasonal earworm.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Now, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, Feliciano is celebrating the anniversary with a new recording.
Feliz Navidad is just two phrases of holiday cheer in Spanish and in English, repeated over and over.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Musically, it's simplistic, but that doesn't take away from the charm of the song at all.
Musician Bobby Sanabria is co-director of the Bronx Music Heritage Center.
Feliz Navidad is one of those kind of songs that, like Happy Birthday, it's very, very iconic, and anybody can sing it.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Jose Feliciano remembers writing the song in 1970 at the RCA Studios in Los Angeles.
We didn't want to put out a schmaltzy Christmas album, so we decided to do it differently.
He sang bilingually, played the guitar, and also the cuatro, a 10-stringed instrument his uncle taught him back in Puerto Rico.
There had been other Christmas songs that were bilingual. Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? But Feliz Navidad was expressing the fact that I felt very lonely. I missed my family. I missed Christmas carols with them. I missed the whole Christmas scene.
Stuck in an L.A. studio, Feliciano says he missed celebrating Nochebuena, Christmas Eve, with his 11 brothers thousands of miles away. So for this new version, he's assembled 30 friends, including Lin-Manuel Miranda, Jason Mraz, and Gloria Gaynor.
Feliz Navidad.
Gracias por hacer mi canción.
Listen
to me, baby.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Linda Vieira Caballero, known as La India, also sings on this new version.
She's just an amazing improviser. And everyone has always been so proud of Jose because he never abandoned the Latin culture.
Jose Feliciano was born in Puerto Rico 75 years ago. He started playing ukulele at 3, and by 15, after his family moved to New York, he was playing guitar and singing in coffee houses in Greenwich Village. That's where a record executive spotted him.
RCA didn't want to sign in the beginning because they didn't know what to do with me.
So Feliciano went to Argentina, where he added jazz and R&B to boleros, ballads. After several albums of those, in 1968, RCA released his version of a song by the Mamas and the Papas.
California dreaming, dream on. Oye, mira, yo quiero gozar en California porque yo me siento tan bien.
I didn't plan to sing in Spanish, but I thought, you know, this feels really good. Let me do this.
On the flip side of that single was Feliciano's version of The Doors' Light My Fire. It became his biggest hit. Feliciano says he wanted to record that song for Motown, but he was told it was, quote, a black label. He responded this way.
I never realized that people saw colors differently. I was never prejudiced, and that's one thing I appreciated about being blind.
That same year, 1968, Feliciano won the Best New Artist Grammy, and he performed the national anthem at the World Series. For his interpretation, Feliciano was booed.
I had to leave America and play in other countries because I wasn't getting any radio play after I did the Star Spangled Banner.
But for fellow New Yorkans, New York Puerto Ricans like Bobby Sanabria, Feliciano was a hero.
Now everybody sings it that way, with some soul. That was a brave thing that he did. Not only was he Puerto Ricano, not only was he young, not only was he hip, but he was anti-establishment.
Jose Feliciano went on to record many more albums and the theme song for the 1970s sitcom Chico and the Man. The singer now lives in Connecticut, and he can't get over the fact that the simple Christmas song he wrote half a century ago has endured.
You bet your sweet bippy. I'm so surprised.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Feliz Navidad.